A new study from the American Farm Bureau Federation says the number of farms that filed for Chapter 12 bankruptcy across the U.S. last year was up 55% from 2023. However, the most significant increase across the U.S. was in Michigan. 12 farms filed for bankruptcy in 2024 compared to 2023, where no Michigan farms filed for bankruptcy. Joining us now is Lauren Kuman. He's the lead economist for Michigan Farm Bureau. And Lauren, what is your reaction when you hear that farm bankruptcies in Michigan have increased 12-fold in just the past year?
Well, certainly we're concerned about that. We're in a tough cycle right now, especially for crop farms, both grain, row crop farms and specialty crop farms as well. So it's not terribly surprising, but it's always concerning.
And when you look at the surrounding states, Lauren, in 2024, Indiana had only one farm bankruptcy. Ohio had five. Illinois had four. Wisconsin only had two. Why do you believe we see such a disparity in Michigan compared to neighboring states?
Well, I think it's a few things. I mean, in some areas, we had some tough growing seasons over the past couple of years. We also had we've had some challenges in the specialty crop industry, and we have a lot more specialty crops than those other states that you mentioned. And really, bankruptcies are a long-term issue, right? It isn't just we had a bad year this past year, although, you know, usually that does spur things, but it's usually over a number of years that there's a challenge with profitability that would lead finally to a bankruptcy.
It's interesting, Lauren, you bring up the specialty crop factor, because when you compare it to other states, the surrounding states, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, you see far fewer specialty crops. You don't see as many farms producing apples, cranberries, tart cherries like you do in Michigan. And do you believe that there's just a larger number of farms that deal with those specialty crops that probably have been impacted by the farm economy in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, Michigan has the second most diverse agriculture in the U.S. We have a lot of specialty crops. We're fortunate to have that. But those farms have been having a tough time, right? From all the way from import pressures are keeping prices lower, as well as labor costs and other costs have went up. Other costs have went up like anybody else, but labor costs, unfortunately, many of the farms, the only way they can find labor is to bring in guest workers from other countries, and they're mandated to pay right around $30 an hour, it works out to, for those workers to harvest their crops, to tend their crops, and that's just gotten prohibitively expensive and been really challenging on profitability.
My guest is Lauren Kuman, lead economist for Michigan Farm Bureau. And when you look at the overall study that was released by American Farm Bureau Federation, certainly the bad news overall, when you look at all 50 states, that 2024 is the end of a four-year downward trend in the total number of U.S. farm bankruptcies. But if you look on the bright side, the good news is that the total number of U.S. farm bankruptcies 64% lower than what we saw in 2019, when you had an all-time high of nearly 600 Chapter 12 filings. So this isn't so bad compared to what we saw right before the start of the pandemic, Lauren.
That's right. And I think farms have most farms have a strong balance sheet right now, and that's really helped them. We had a few good years there where farms could build up their balance sheets and kind of prepare for this storm, if you will. But you'll certainly have farms that are newer or in an area hit by a weather disaster or something like that that are going to have difficulties and unfortunately end up in bankruptcies. So, yeah, we're certainly down, and we're thankful that we aren't nearly at the levels we were in 2019. And we hope we can turn around profitability here and keep from going back there. Certainly, we've seen profitabilities challenged and those bankruptcies continue to increase. The fear is they may continue to increase because we are seeing really a lot of challenges in profitability and losses at the farm level. So we're really just calling on Congress to look at that farm bill safety net. It's been kind of pushed down the road here three times, and we're really looking for something to make sure that safety net's in place for our farmers. As well as there's some disaster funds announced at the end of last year. So those will be really helpful. Now that Secretary Rollins is confirmed, we're hoping those get out quickly and into the hands of our farmer members who really need them, as these numbers are showing.
Once again, Lauren Kuman, lead economist for Michigan Farm Bureau. And Lauren, thank you so much for joining us here today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.